Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Leadership. To bring out best Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic is the heart of the fight. It's the new book that Judith and I wrote, and it's coming out officially this week. It's out, and it's time to start talking about that thing, relationship. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? And one of the first things we start out talking about in the book is that love is messy. Too often people think that it's supposed to just be a walk through the tulips, and it ends up being a bar fight, figuratively speaking. So what we're really interested in is people understanding how to harvest the blessing of a relationship, to have it be that ideal womb that nourishes us into who we could be, and that crucible that burns away what's not essentially us. That's in the way of our next most radiant self. And that's a term that I'm not going to define today. So the heart of the fight breaks down common household fights. We have rules of engagement, seven of them, and there are six key skills. The first one is to recognize your yearning, and that goes right along with the rule of engagement, fight for, not against. The second one is to engage, and that goes right along with one of the other rules, which is to tell the truth, always. And the other one is to revelate. And that's where we discover things about ourselves. And that's where we take 100% responsibility in the rules of engagement. Also, nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. And to liberate, that's to do new things that stretch us and keep the love developing and surprising an adventure of discovery of ourselves and each other and our world. Then there is rematrixing, and that goes right along with this 100%, and it also goes along with accentuate the positive always. Minimize the negative. You want a ratio of 5-1, positive to negative, as you're rematrixing. You are actually reprogramming yourself, and you're reprogramming yourself to be more affirmed. One of the best ways to do that is to reprogram your partner to be more affirmed. So then we have dedicating. That's when we really are working together, and we're dedicated to following the rules of engagement, and we have the final rule of engagement that we look at, which is to assume goodwill. So we've got the phases and the skills: yearning, engaging, revelating, liberating, rematrixing, and dedicating. And then we have the rules of engagement: accentuate the positive, minimize the negative, nobody gets more than 50% of the blame, and each person gets 100% of responsibility for their own satisfaction, to fight for, not against, and to assume goodwill. So that's your review and overview of the heart of the fight. A couple's guide to 15 common fights, what they mean and how they can bring you closer. So we'll leave the fights to our callers today. I want all of you to know that we would love to have you join us on the 18th. We're going to be meeting at the, what's the hotel on Columbus? At the Marriott at Columbus and Illinois, between Grand and Illinois on Columbus. We're going to have a book launch party, and we'll give you some cool pieces about, it's actually the Embassy Suites. It's not the Marriott. It's the Embassy Suite. And our first caller is Sasha. How do you keep a relationship long and strong, and how can I know to trust my partner? Big questions. Talk to me about it, Sasha.
Well, it's a question from Samuel, one of our, hi, Bob, how are you?
Good.
I forgot to say, yeah. So it's a question from Samuel, one of my students. He, as far as I understand, he's not in a relationship right now, but he wants to have one long-lasting and good, strong relationship. Right, Sam? Yeah? Oh, he's in a relationship, you said. Okay. But they were, like, very shy to go online and talk, you know, on microphone.
Well, I for the classic background, though, Sasha.
Say it again, Bob.
I hear the class in the background. They got a good laugh out of that one.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, they're all listening, and it's very quiet speaker, so they're trying to listen as hard as they can.
Well, let me address Samuel's questions, because they're very important questions. And in order to keep a relationship long and strong, it's really critical that we invest in that relationship. It's critical that we invest ourselves, our heart and our soul, and that we bring our yearnings to that relationship. Actually, the more we expect out of the relationship, the stronger it'll get. It's kind of like weightlifting. You've got to lift heavier weights to get stronger. Well, if we're going to grow more deeply in love, then we have to yearn, we want to engage, and we want to use the rules of engagement, which are critical in this game, to accentuate the positive, minimize the negative, and nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. Those are critical, critical rules of engagement to go along with the skills of yearning, engaging, revelating, and liberating.
Cool. I have a second question from
He says, how can I know to trust my partner was the second half of Samuel's question. Sorry to interrupt you, but I realized I hadn't addressed that. And trust is a big thing. For starters, you need to be trustworthy. Yeah. And if trust is an issue for you, then that's going to be a matter of experimentation over time and finding out if your partner is, in fact, trustworthy. I never would have been able to partner with Judith if I didn't think she were highly integrous and trustworthy.
Gotcha. All right. That was another person's question, but it's okay. We got it. Did you guys get it? Experimenting. All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and hi to the class. Blessings
class.
On
Say
your...
Hi to Dr. Hey. All right.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. You know, those Samuel's questions are really critical questions, and they're really about investing in the relationship, because if it's going to be long, it has to become durable, and trust has to be central to it. And one of the key rules of engagement that adds to trust is telling the truth and agreeing with the truth always. So... our next online question is, I really hate fighting. How can conflict be beneficial to my relationship? This is an anonymous question. And I really hate fighting. That's called conflict avoidance. And how can it be beneficial to the relationship? That means I grew up not seeing conflict as beneficial. A lot of us grew up not seeing conflict as beneficial. But Judith and I have found that when we agree with the truth in what the other person is saying, we both learn and grow, and we move beyond ourselves. And that doesn't mean that we don't have a fight. We were on TV recently on Fox. I think it was Fox. I don't remember which one we were on. And they asked us about do we fight, and I said, you mean in the green room before we went on? So we were having a fight in there, and I got to understand the pressure that Judith was under, and I backed off on what I wanted to say until later on, and then I continued our conversation. So there is a skill, and there's a partnership, and there's a respect, and this taking 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction means sometimes you may decide that there is a more satisfying outcome. Namely, for us, it was going on TV together. We were going to be on this show, and we were going to be interviewed together, and we wanted to make sure that it was good, So I wasn't going to push that fight to go further. My satisfaction, my 100%, was in resolving it then. And I understood it, and it was not that big a deal afterwards when we talked about it and when we resolved it. But the way it's beneficial, anonymous caller, is that it brings you closer together, closer to yourself, closer to the other person. But you have to be willing to agree with the truth always and learn to fight for, not against. So thank you for writing in your question. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us for Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. We'd love to have you join us February 18th for the Heart of the Fight book launch. It's going to be held at Embassy Suites Lakefront at 5:30 to 8 p.m. Join us. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres, and we'll have some great conversation. Thank you very much. Go forth. Develop your personal power. Energize your life and ignite your world. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Goodbye.